Chicken Beat. Betty didn't like her name. She was going to change it as soon as she was old enough. She was the tallest kid at school. She didn't like being tall either. Betty wasn't in the cool kids group. The kids in her class made up silly chants. They were always chanting, "Betty, Betty, long as spaghetti." Ella was a cool kid. She could play the guitar and sing really well. Wherever Ella went, other kids followed her. They did everything she did. They were the cool kids. Ella didn't really like it when the kids chanted, "Betty, Betty, long as spaghetti," but she never told them to stop either. She liked being popular. One weekend, Ella went to stay with her grandfather. Her grandfather kept chickens. Ella saw one chicken in a corner. It was smaller than the others, and it didn't have many feathers. "That poor chicken," said Ella. "It is really frightened, and it's almost bare. What's the matter with it?" she asked her grandfather. Ella's grandfather told her how chickens can act. "They have a pecking order," he said. "If one chicken is different, the others push it away. They peck it and keep pecking it. Sometimes they peck it so much that it dies." Ella picked up the chicken. She could feel its heart beating fast in its bony little body. "I want to take it home," she said. Ella told the cool kids about the chicken. "It's looking healthier," she said. "It's fatter and its feathers are growing. Even the cat likes it. She carries it around like it's a kitten." Then Ella saw Betty sitting by herself. "I'm going to talk to Betty," she said.
"Betty, Betty, long as spaghetti?" a kid said.
"Why her?"
But Ella didn't answer. Ella found out that Betty could play the drums.
"I can play the guitar," Ella said. "We should start a band."
Betty smiled, and Ella felt like she had been wrapped up in the arms of the sun.
"That would be awesome," said Betty. "What should we call it?"
"Chicken Beat," said Ella. "We'll call it Chicken Beat." Chicken Beat was a fantastic band. All the kids wanted to be in it.
"You have to ask Betty," said Ella. "She's the band leader."
Betty let everyone join, and no one made up silly chants anymore. They were too busy making up songs. "Get the rhythm in your hands and the rhythm in your feet. Clap and stomp to the chicken beat." The band was so good that it won a competition. The kids all said it was Betty's amazing drumming that helped them win. Betty decided that it would be too hard to change her name. And anyway, that's just who she was. Ella's chicken grew into a beautiful hen. It had long legs and long, soft feathers. She called it Betty.